This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
And it's a big day here, not just here, but all around the country, Paul Perillo. My editor from Patriots Football Weekly, I'm Eric Scalavino. It's a big day, not just here, but all across this land, Paul, because you know what today is, right?
Tax day?
Yeah. Did you get yours done?
Yeah.
You're all set, right? You're good? Yeah. Did you get your refund yet?
Yeah.
When did you file?
Like February.
Oh, okay. I just did a couple of weeks ago, and I still haven't gotten it yet.
So yeah, I got mine like the week after.
Yeah, I don't screw around.
Getting a little concerned here. I don't like when that check is lost in the mail there. But anyway, aside from that, we're here at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots roster report. Probably going to be few and far between for the foreseeable future, Paul, these roster reports, because as most of you know, the NFL is still in the midst of their lockout, which means no roster moves can take place of any kind.
Right.
The one glimmer of good news that we had this week was that on Thursday, forced mediation resumed under the auspices of the U.S. District Court in Minneapolis.
Correct.
So the two sides are now back negotiating to some extent. Our owner, Robert Kraft of the Patriots, is there taking part in those. He hadn't been able to be there in person for the last couple of rounds because of previous engagements. And so there's some hope, at least, that whilst Judge Susan Nelson continues to review the claim that the players put in to grant an injunction for this lockout, the two sides are at least talking. So that's some good news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as you mentioned, we are not going to, more than likely, we're not going to have one of these Roster Report podcasts every Friday because, by definition, by rule, teams are not allowed to make roster moves. So unless there's an item of interest, something newsworthy, we probably will not be with you every single Friday, but we'll do our best to you know, do something. This week we have a couple of items, one of which you already touched upon. Two other things that I'll throw out there. Number one, the Patriots announced the three nominees for this year's Hall of Fame induction class.
And you should be very proud.
Very excited that Drew Bledsoe is indeed one of them, but Bill Parcells is mm-hmm. one of them as well.
Makes for an interesting
vote. Both of those
vote.
Guys, first time on the ballot. And the third one is no stranger to this this system. Is Houston Antoine, a great defensive lineman from the 1960s here with the old Boston Patriots. This is his third appearance on the ballot. So get to Patriots.com, vote for your favorite, and be part of that process. That began today, mm-hmm. And will run, not exactly sure how
I think it runs, I'm not exactly sure of the final date, but I believe that you've got at least a month or two to get that done.
Yeah, and the fans decide. It's the winner. We nominate, the nominees
come from a committee.
Through a committee,
right.
Of which I am
one of the distinguished panelists.
But the ultimate winner, the inductee, chosen by the fans. So you have no one to blame but yourself. If you don't like the nominee, you have to get out and vote.
I've already voted.
I have as well. Vote early and often, as they do in Chicago. And the other note that we're going to mention, Eric, is going to read off the preseason schedule, which was announced this week.
It was. Not quite the finalized preseason schedule. As we originally thought, there was a little miscommunication with NFL.com. Got a little over anxious in putting out the schedule, and we think might have put some default dates in there. But here's what we have. Here's what we know. Provided that the season does start on time and there's no loss of games in the preseason, first game will be somewhere between August 11th and August 15th. Patriots will host the Jacksonville Jaguars. A week later, between the dates of the 18th and the 22nd of August, they'll visit Tampa Bay, a team they're very familiar with in the preseason. We've been there several times. Best press box food in the NFL, in my opinion, Paul. So I'm looking forward to that. The third week, we do know exactly when they're playing. It's a Saturday night affair in Detroit, national television. That's a CBS game. So that date is hard and fast. And then finally, either September 1st or 2nd, the fourth week of the preseason, they'll be hosting their old friends that they always host in this, or that they always play in this spot, the New York Giants, this year in the home and away series. Alternates back home for New England, so the Giants will come to town. A little bit of an unorthodox home, away, away, home. Usually we stagger those games in most preseasons where you got a home and away, or away, home, away, home. But a little bit different this year. My thought, though, is based on what we did last year, where we hosted a team for a few days of practices and scrimmages before we played them, and then visited a team for a day or two of practice and scrimmage before we played them.
Right.
That the same sort of format might play itself out again this year. And I'm curious as to which team we're going to visit, because we obviously know Bill Belichick has a history with Detroit's head coach, Jim Schwartz. And the only other home game, Jacksonville, the first one, they're not going to bring the Giants in for the last week of the preseason, I wouldn't think. So
I would agree.
So I would venture to say that if they're going to have a couple of games, scrimmage type situations where they face the other team that they're going to play, I would say Jacksonville is going to be one, and either of the other two. But my choice would be Detroit because of the history with the two coaches.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to do it at all this year.
If they do it at all,
I think
right.
that last year one of the prevailing thoughts was that the preseason could be
shortened, right?
And this would be in sort of dress rehearsal to see how mm-hmm. that would work in the future if you needed a little extra preparation time. Now, I don't know for sure. I don't think they liked how open things were in Atlanta. People on the field, media people I'm mm-hmm. talking about mm-hmm. on the field and whatnot. So
I was one of them.
I'm not sure that
they loved the
way that all unfolded. Not that they didn't like the way Atlanta did business or anything like that.
It's different. It's a totally different way.
Yeah, it's a philosophical difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that Atlanta was cheap or, they try to injure players or that there was like some sort of ill will in practice. It wasn't like that at all.
That's just the way the Falcons
they set
up.
Things up a different way than they set things up here in Foxborough.
Yep.
So I'm not sure I think they might, if they're going to continue to do it, they would need to have, I think, some assurances mm-hmm. that it's conducted the same way. Now, Jim Schwartz is very out there, invisible in the social media. He, mm-hmm. matter of fact, had a Twitter message when this schedule was released saying how excited he was that they were playing the Patriots because it was a 3-4 team, and it gave them an opportunity to play against a 3-4 team, which they see a lot of in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, right in their division with Green Bay,
exactly.
And whatnot. So he thought that was a good opportunity to go live against a 3-4 team. It's not the kind of thing that Belichick, I don't think, would be tweeting.
Certainly.
So I'm wondering
I'm
wondering if Detroit's style lends itself to the Patriots' style, and even though there's a obvious connection between Schwartz and, mm-hmm. and Belichick, they're very fond of each other, have a lot of respect for each other. I think it would make the most sense to have it be Detroit, but we'll see.
I wouldn't mind seeing that happen again, because I think overall it was a productive exercise for both teams. The whole media situation in Atlanta aside, I think they benefited from having other players to go up against in practice. The intensity of those practices was ratcheted up, especially against the Saints, where we saw there was a punt coverage drill last training camp. That got very physical.
Yeah.
And it made it more exciting, not just for us, but for the fans who were there in attendance. I would be all in favor of if they chose to do it again. But we'll know probably in the next 10 days or so when these dates are finalized, because that's about when the regular season schedule is supposed to be announced, a few days before the draft we're hearing now. So again, provided that the labor situation doesn't extend any further into the off season, affecting either the start of training camp or the preseason or the regular season.
Right.
These are a couple of other things aside from the draft, which is coming up, that we can look forward to, Paul.
Yeah, and that's basically about all we have to look forward to.
Yeah.
Because until this lockout gets settled, we can't talk about free agents. We can't talk about trades. well, we could talk about.
We can talk about free agents,
We won't know anything
right.
about free agents.
We'd only be speculating because the rules could change.
Yeah.
The window of the signing period could be different. So,
so there'll be no roster news to report.
Not
until
much.
This gets settled.
Not too much anyway. So, stay tuned though. We still have PFW in progress. Tuesdays and Thursdays in the off season. You'll still have the PFW blog. You can still follow us on Twitter.
And we'll hit you heavy for the draft.
That's right. We're gonna have three shows: Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. just thinking about how Fred was trying to promote that
Thursday
on the show yesterday.
Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes.
For Thursday the first round. For
exactly.
the entire first round.
I'll be asleep.
Well, but you get here at 3 in the morning now,
that's true.
That's your bedtime.
Fred will have to just come through the door and poke me when he wants to take a break.
Right. Well, we're going to put this podcast to bed. We'll talk to you at some point in the future.
This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.